Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. We are eager to offer amazingly competitive prices, plus an additional $1,000 Costco discount on all new Cherry Hill Volvos. When leasing or purchasing a new or certified Cherry Hill Volvo, you become a valued part of our team. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Yes, indeed. We also have some epic meltdowns about the historic Supreme Court ruling on guns, which we'll do in the What's on the Cut Sheet Part 2 segment of the show today. So don't worry about that. That will be coming as well. I wanted to also mention to you, it's such a big day today, and the Supreme Court is going to issue more opinions at 10 o'clock. It's very, very possible that during Dawn's show today, it may come out that, yes, in fact, the court is overturning Roe v. Wade. Yes. So you want to make sure that you are tuning into Dawn today for the Dawn show, all right? Don't miss it. This is going to be great. Biden has also officially proposed now extending Title IX protections to transgender students. Now, so the very Title IX 50-year anniversary of this, which is designed to protect women in education, a civil law which bars schools that receive federal funding from discriminating on the basis of sex. It was meant to protect the rights of women and girls in educational settings. Since then, it has been interpreted to apply to other protected classes, including LGBTQ people. Now, over the last 50 years, the Education Secretary Miguel Cardona said, over the last 50 years, Title IX has paved the way for millions of girls and women to access equal opportunity in our nation's schools and has been instrumental in combating sexual assault and sexual violence in educational settings. As we celebrate the 50th anniversary of this landmark law, our proposed changes will allow us to continue that progress and ensure all our nation's students, no matter where they live, who they are, or whom they love, can learn, grow, and thrive in school. Now, it seems to me, Dawn, but by doing this now, they're actually now going to allow biological men to compete against women in sports, which is actually then basically taking Title IX and ripping it up, because Title IX is meant to, in many ways, protect women in sports. But by letting biological men compete with them as part of Title IX, you are effectively now destroying women's athletics.
Destroying.
It's over.
So once again, women get hosed in another way by
you
men.
Women get hosed.
See that? It's terrible. It's going to because there's no way that a biologically born female can compete against biologically born males after puberty. And that's the
correct issue.
Once you hit puberty, males are strong. Males, young men, boys are stronger. That's just it. Bottom line. And so I don't know what this is, if people don't want to admit that, or it's upside down land. But I just think moving forward, as we see this, and, you know, across the country, more than 20 transgender, biologically born males who transition to female, more than 20 have won championships and wiped out the records of female-born athletes. So people who think, it's an anomaly, it's becoming more commonplace. And so it just rips those hopes and dreams, not to mention hundreds of thousands of dollars in scholarships, away from girls and young women.
That's right.
So
you are correct.
That's
exactly what it does. And it's also, in my opinion, it's crazy, because you are literally saying that everything we talked about, everything we ever talked about with regards to protecting the right of women to compete fairly, is going to be destroyed in the name of woke. If I was a woman, and maybe I am, because what is a woman? I would be furious today by this. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Furious.
Yes.
And maybe I am, because, again, what is a woman? We don't know the answer to that. Well, unless you watch Matt Walsh's documentary on The Daily Wire. Otherwise, I have no idea. Don't ask me. Ask somebody else, all right? Please.
It's follow the science.
Listen, you take your seat, okay? You take your seat, you sit down, you get up and talk. You have lost your friggin' mind. that's the president of the United States of America with that little note card. I love that. That's my favorite thing. My favorite thing. You will do this. You will destroy women's athletics. Yeah, no, I mean, women should be very upset by this. They really should. And I think more women are. They're just afraid to speak out, Dawn, because they're afraid of being canceled. They're afraid of being called a transphobe or something like that. Remember, the left is very good, very effective at calling people names.
Yes.
And then they do that, and they call people names, and then they're, you know, they're afraid to speak out. But I know there's lots of moms out there who really truly do believe that this is unfair to their kids. So, and there's dads that feel like, yep, you know, their little girls have worked so hard to get where they are. And then all of a sudden you just turn around now and boom, they're gone. So
yeah,
it doesn't exist. I think they don't get the spot on the team. They don't get the ability to compete fairly. It's just not right.
It's not right. I think women, here's the deal. I think women have put up with so much, and that's part of being a woman. We're patient, we're tolerant, we're loving, but the one
and
thing,
good at pain.
And yeah, we take the pain. But what we don't take is messing with our children. And so it won't be women doing this for ourselves. It'll be parents. It's just like what's happening in education. It'll be grassroots. And this will be parents, straight parents, gay parents, single parents, married parents. You know what I mean? It'll be parents of all walks of life putting their foot down and saying, whoa, wait a minute. Now my daughter is crying, lost a championship, or my daughter lost a spot. That's what level it'll be at. And unfortunately, women, I just think we're too tolerant, and that's part of the problem.
Yeah. But I think you're right. You women got to speak up. You broads.
We broads. We're
you
too
broads
selfless.
Better get it out there, all right? You broads better speak up today. Make your voices heard.
It's a sin.
Oh, by the way, the World Health Organization director thinks COVID leaked from a Wuhan lab.
What?
Yeah.
What a shot. Who thought of that?
Not me, that's for sure. I've never suggested it came from a lab, ever.
Ever. Not like
oh, wait, except for that time
one.
In March of 2020 when I first said it.
Can I say something? You might not be Spider-Man, but Rich Scioli has the best Spidey senses of anybody I know.
It's true. Thank you for saying that. I wish I had the Spidey sense like they could, like, you know, climb walls and stuff. But I know I get this gut, my Fugazi sense. We'll call it, instead of Spidey sense, it's Fugazi sense.
A Fugazi sense.
You know, as soon as they said, oh, yeah, this thing came from a bat burger, I was like, you know, listen, I've had my fair share of bat burgers on a Martin's potato roll. And I'm telling you right now, there's no way this came from a bat burger. A new story from the Daily Mail reports that the World Health Organization Director General, whatever his name is, privately admits that he believes that the COVID-19 pandemic originated in a Wuhan lab. He made the comment to a prominent European politician that a catastrophic accident was the most likely explanation for the beginning of the pandemic. The WHO, not the band, the World Health Organization, in early 2021, started an investigation into the origins of the pandemic, which concluded that the lab leak hypothesis was extremely unlikely. However, the researcher who led the investigation claimed that China pressured the team to dismiss the lab leak theory. Shocking. Scientific journal The Lancet attempted an investigation, which was disbanded over conflicts of interest. EcoHealth Alliance head Peter Daszak failed to disclose his close ties to the Wuhan lab, resulting in criticism of the committee's objectivity. While privately, Tedros is now seemingly admitting that the lab leak is still the most likely origin, the official position of the WHO is that all hypotheses are still possible. This is from Outkick, by the way. It's extremely unlikely they will ever change their official public statements given China's importance to the organization. In early 2020, for example, China contributed an additional $30 million to the WHO in what was described as a political power move to boost its superficial credentials. The true origins of the pandemic are obviously an extremely important issue, not just for China and the WHO, but the global political landscape. Beyond officially determining where the virus came from, it is conclusively determined to have resulted from a lab leak. No question about it in my mind. I've always thought that. But we remember all the times that the media shut down the idea of a lab leak. They write, what's most infuriating about this final admission, this admission finally by the WHO, giving credence to the lab leak, is that for much of 2020, proponents of the lab leak hypothesis were decried as conspiracy theorists. The Washington Post famously published an article calling it a debunked conspiracy theory, and they were forced to issue a humiliating correction afterwards. Media outlets like the Post never had any justification to call the lab leak a debunked conspiracy, but it's obvious they felt safe in describing it as such because it was promoted by the wrong people. Tom Cotton, a Republican senator, had advocated the hypothesis, therefore it must be debunked because Cotton belongs to the wrong ideology. And you remember Joy Behar calling it debunked bunkum? I remember I was driving into work one day in another radio station in the city since I was listening for some news. Also called it the same thing, the debunked lab leak hypothesis. Debunked by who? Whoever debunked it exactly? Who is the debunking official? Who has the official ability to debunk things? I want to know because it's a power I want. I am the debunker. You're what? I'm the debunker, damn it. I debunk things. Let me debunk this too for you as well. Gun control is racist. I've told you this before many, many times. Gun control is racist. The origins of gun control are racist. And good for a descendant of slaves to point that out. Justice Clarence Thomas, in his majority opinion for the court in this wonderful case, writes, of course, of the history of gun control to prove that yes, in fact, one of the questions was, would those blacks ever be able to get guns? He points out that even before the Civil War commenced in 1861, the Supreme Court, indirectly affirmed the importance of the right to keep and bear arms in public. Writing for the court in Dred Scott v. Sanford, Chief Justice Taney offered what he thought was a parade of horribles that would result from recognizing that free blacks were citizens of the United States. If blacks were citizens, they would be entitled to the privileges and immunities of citizens, including the right to keep and carry arms wherever they want. Thus, even Chief Justice Taney recognized, albeit unenthusiastically in the case of blacks, that public carry was a component of the right to keep and bear arms, a right free blacks were often denied in antebellum America. Dred Scott, of course, being one of the worst decisions ever. And I believe that everybody agrees that overturning Dred Scott was a good thing, right? Since that case affirmed that blacks were not people, they were property. I mean, just my point is that when you overturn something that was a horrible decision, it's a good thing. Precedent be damned. After the Civil War, Thomas writes, of course, the exercise of this fundamental right by freed slaves was systematically thwarted. This court has already recounted some of the Southern abuses violating blacks' right to keep and bear arms. And they talk about all the various times blacks were made to disarm. Pistols, old muskets, shotguns were taken away from freed slaves, as such weapons would be wrested also from the hands of quote-unquote lunatics. By the way, I think Thomas's point on lunatics is also his consideration that when the government decides you are a lunatic and tries to disarm you, that it's unconstitutional. In the years before the 39th Congress proposed the 14th Amendment, the Freedmen's Bureau regularly kept it abreast of the dangers to blacks and Union men in the postbellum South. The reports described how blacks used publicly carried weapons to defend themselves and their communities. For example, the Bureau reported that a teacher from a freedmen's school in Maryland had written to say that because of attacks on the school, both the mayor and the sheriff have warned the colored people to go armed to school, which they do, and that the superintendent of schools came down and brought the teacher a revolver for his protection. They also talk about how during the New Orleans riots, blacks under attack defended themselves with such pistols as they had. Witnesses before the Joint Committee on Reconstruction also described the depredations visited on Southern blacks and the efforts they made to defend themselves. One Virginia music professor related that when two Union men were attacked, they drew their revolvers and held their assailants at bay. An assistant commissioner to the Bureau from Alabama similarly reported that men were robbing and disarming Negroes upon the highway, indicating that blacks indeed carried arms publicly for their self-protection, even if not always with success. See also HR exec document number 329 describing how a KKK outfit that rode through the country robbing every one of the Negroes came across money, pistols, papers, etc., noting how a black man in Tennessee had been murdered on his way to get book subscriptions, with the murderer taking, among other things, the man's pistol. Blacks had procured great numbers of old army muskets and revolvers, particularly in Texas, and employed them to protect themselves with vigor and audacity, Clarence Thomas writes, seeing that government was inadequately protecting them. The strongest desire on the part of the freedmen to secure arms, revolvers particularly. And he goes on. But the point is this. The right to bear arms is a fundamental individual right. And that is a right to bear arms to protect your person, whatever your person is, period. Something that freed blacks understood quite well in the postbellum South of America. Listen, Cherry Hill Volvo on Route 70 in Cherry Hill, my great friends over there would love to see you. They have an incredible selection of previously enjoyed Volvos. You can get one for $777 off the price of an already such a great deal on a car that is like a new Volvo. Beautiful, absolutely great inspections, 170-point inspection, less than 80,000 miles, and every Volvo from Cherry Hill Volvo comes with a Carfax history report. Yosef and his team will take great care of you. You will be so happy with the work done at Cherry Hill Volvo. So go see them today. What are you waiting for? Cherry Hill Volvo is right on Route 70 in Cherry Hill. And you will see firsthand, just as I do, the great work that they do. Cherry Hill Volvo believes with absolute certainty that you deserve to be treated with respect and honesty, and that's what they do. And these previously owned Volvos, like new, without the new sticker price, you're going to love them. So what are you waiting for? Cherry Hill Volvo is on Route 70 in Cherry Hill, New Jersey. It's the easiest and most accessible Volvo dealership in the region. So go see them today. What are you waiting for? $777 off the price of a new Volvo. Yosef and his team will make you happy, and never any pressure at Cherry Hill Volvo, because at Cherry Hill Volvo on Route 70 in Cherry Hill, relationships matter.
The Rich Zeoli Show on your schedule. This is the Zeoli Show podcast.
All right, Dawn, what's cooking today, Dawn?
There is so much happening today on this Friday, June 24th edition of Zeoli Show News Live. We know that two 17-year-olds are now facing murder charges in the shooting death of young Sean Toomey, a 15-year-old who was shot in March, shot to death. It appears that the young Toomey, 15 at the time, may have been a witness to a carjacking, but we have never learned the motive. Maybe we will now. But two 17-year-olds in custody in the murder of Sean Toomey, as he was, his father, John Toomey, will be speaking out this morning to Zeoli. So we're covering that this morning. We've been covering a breaking news story as Philadelphia police grieve the death of one of their own. This off-duty Philadelphia police officer, veteran officer, 27 years on the force, killed in a horrific crash on his way home from work in the Northeast, happening in the Somerton section of Philadelphia, just a few blocks from home, got off his late shift. And according to authorities and witnesses on the scene, he was T-boned by a speeding BMW that was driven by an 18-year-old, two other younger teenagers in that BMW. This is under investigation. And so we don't know if the 18-year-old driver of the BMW is charged. They do not suspect the 18-year-old was under the influence of any kind of drugs or alcohol, but they do suspect that the BMW was traveling at a high rate of speed when it struck and killed the officer who was on his way home. So just a tragic story on this Friday morning for sure. Zeoli talking a lot about the Supreme Court ruling on concealed carry firearms and New Jersey officials, including Governor Phil Murphy, reacting to that one. So we're covering that story very carefully. And we also know that...
And he's saying, no, New Jersey. We're not going to comply, New Jersey.
Exclusive audio, for sure. Senator,
screw you, Supreme Court. Exclusive audio right there.
And late last night into this morning, you know, oftentimes news that people are trying to conceal breaks on a you know, Friday, kind of a slow, sleepy summer Friday. This is an accused drunk driver charged with DUI, and he happens to be the husband of powerful House Speaker Nancy Pelosi in California. So Paul Pelosi, yes, charged with DUI. So that one is...
I thought he was charged a while ago. Is that... Like
no, there's formally charged.
Oh, formally charged.
Driving
okay.
under the influence, even though he was arrested, what was it, more than a month ago?
Yeah.
So he's facing two misdemeanor charges of driving under the influence of alcohol, causing injury.
Look, I think his defense should just be, Your Honor, I'm married to Nancy Pelosi.
You drink.
You would drink, too, heavily. Well, Case dismissed.
Speaking of drinking, you know, in Philadelphia, will you take a new pledge? Will you? Will you
yes.
pledge? Not the
sure.
Pledge of Allegiance.
Sure.
But it's a pledge. So Philadelphia sure. officials are asking you, it's not a crime-free pledge. It's a pledge to please, will you drink Philadelphia tap water? Will
no.
you ditch those plastic water bottles?
No. Nope.
Please.
No, I hate water to begin with. I do. I don't like it. I don't like water. It's a problem. I really know that. I don't like the taste of water. But I particularly don't like the taste of their water.
Well, this is the please ditch the plastic water, but plastic-free Philly pledge. So if you are interested in taking the pledge, this is a new Philadelphia pledge, Philadelphia Freedom, Drink Philly Tap is the website. Drink Philly Tap.
Drink Philly Schuylkill water. Drink Schuylkill water. I love it. I like my favorite. The only water I can drink, honestly, I'm telling you the truth, is Pellegrino. It's the Italian sparkling mineral water.
Yes.
It's the only I can drink. I don't like the taste of water. It's something about it I just hate. It's got to be, and I can drink seltzer, though. I can drink club soda. It's got to be fizzy. It's got to have usually vodka in it or something. No, I'm kidding. But it's got, a glass of tap water, cold is, oh, yeah, I don't know. I should probably try Hint water. It sounds like a good thing. But.
Yeah, the touch of. Surprisingly true for
she
flavor.
Started Hint water because she also doesn't my wife read her book. She doesn't like the taste of water either.
She's a local mom, right? So it's interesting.
Yeah.
Well, some people don't. You could put a little just drink Hint water. That'd be good for you. Flush your
or
system
just
out.
Drink booze.
No. Well, there's no water in the form of precipitation in the NBC 10 first alert forecast today. 86 degrees, bright, beautiful sunshine today. And the weekend, what a great weekend to be down the shore, especially. Saturday, 91 degrees, and much the same for Sunday. So hot, sunny, beautiful beach weather for the weekend. This is Yellow Show News Live.
Thank you, Dawn. Appreciate it. I've got this so much more to say, but we got a guest coming up. My buddy Kevin Dowdy Jr. is going to join us. He is a comedian and a conservative writer as well. A little bit later in the show, we are going to talk to the father of Sean Toomey, who was killed in Philadelphia. So we have a lot more to cover on the show today. But look, it's summer, and hopefully you are heading to the shore. Hopefully you're on your way. Make your reservation for the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. We're going to be back July 15th, Friday morning, live broadcast. You want to book your rooms now before it sells out, because it will sell out. And the Grand is a beautiful, fun place to go. Just go to GrandHotelCapeMay.com, GrandHotelCapeMay.com. Believe me when I tell you, it is a wonderful place. Beautiful. Here's all the amenities. Just actually some of the amenities. Beautiful, big, outdoor heated pool with a pool bar. With great local brews. Oh, it's great. Indoor heated pool in case it rains. Hot tub. Arcade for the kids. Fitness center. Beach. Beach concession stand. You can get your chairs, your umbrella. You can get lunch delivered to you on the beach. Hemingway's Restaurant. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Great dinner. Steaks and chops. Seafood. Full bar. Bloody Marys for breakfast. Just some of the many amenities the Grand has. The Grand also has four ballrooms to make lifetime memories. Beachfront wedding, fairy tale wedding. You could have a family reunion there, perhaps a baby shower, bridal shower, whatever you like. The Grand Hotel has it for you. And when you stay there, they give you grand money. That's right, grand money to spend at the Grand Hotel. So here's how this works. You stay seven nights, you get $70 a night in grand money. Stay five nights, you get $60 a night in grand money. Stay three nights, you get $50 a night. Now, you use the money how you want to use it. At any of the places on the resort, you can also go whale watching, take the kids on rides, however you want to do it. Get lunch delivered to you on the beach. Just use your grand money. It's your money to use. The Grand has great accommodations too, like townhouses, for the whole family, where you can cook and clean and everything else. And it's like a shore house. But unlike renting a shore house, first of all, I think it's much more reasonable. And also, if it rains, you have all the amenities of the resort. Just take the kids in the indoor pool. Don't worry about it. At a shore house, if it rains, you know, you're done. So GrandHotelCapeMay.com, GrandHotelCapeMay.com. Book today before it sells out, and it will. And I'll see you there this summer, July 15th, baby, for our next live broadcast. Make your reservation today so that we'll see you there. GrandHotelCapeMay.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
Thanks for taking the Zeoli Show with you. Rich Zeoli, weekday mornings on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Yes, we do love rock and roll on this show, no doubt about it. Good morning. Welcome back. Glad you are here today. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli is my post-laryngitis victory lap on the Friday before I go away on vacation. And great to have my buddy Kevin Downey Jr. joining me. Kevin is a stand-up comic, a talk radio host on Long Island, and also a writer at PJ Media. Kevin, good morning, buddy.
Hey, what's up, baby? How's it going?
It's going great. I'm excited. Big Supreme Court ruling yesterday. I'm a happy man today.
I don't know what to think about it. Whoopi Goldberg hasn't told me yet, so I'm waiting for my marching orders from Whoopi to see how I feel about all this.
I guess you'll have to tune into The View today for constitutional scholar Whoopi Goldberg.
You know what? I think it's great, and just in time for Pride Month. What a gift to our friends in the LGBT alphabet soup. I mean, come on. What's better than that?
Listen, yeah, they need protection too. I mean, come on. Everybody needs self-defense. It's a fundamental, basic human right. So
Exactly. Now they don't have to say why they want it. Just like, you know, Americans in 43 states. What's better than that?
43 states like Pennsylvania, but not your state of New York. I mean, your governor, Kathy Hochul, melted down yesterday after this ruling came down.
Did you see that Pinko Scream Fest? It was great. We're not gonna. If she really wanted to stop this gun violence, all she would do is put the criminals who commit the crimes in jail. But for some reason, that's apparently a form of white supremacy, so that's not going to happen. So no, she wants our guns. She doesn't want us to protect ourselves from the crime wave that she allows to continue. She didn't make it. I mean, that was Cuomo and De Blasio. But she's keeping it going, and now she doesn't want us to protect ourselves. It's communism. I mean, people can't say, Downey, stop with the pink coats. It's communism. That's why they're doing it. They want our guns, I promise you.
When you talk to people on your show on Long Island, I mean, are they happy about this ruling? They must be, right?
They are ecstatic. They're ecstatic. And here's something that, okay, you may have seen Eric Adams whining, there's not going to be the Wild West. All right, so let's say you live on Long Island, you have a concealed carry permit. It is no good in New York City. New York City is its own monster. So it's not like everyone from NASA is going to go, yeah, we got our concealed pistol license. Let's ride the subways and shoot it out. That can't happen. So
right.
We're just glad because, you know, I mean, you know how it is. You're in a big city. Crime comes outward. It comes out to Long Island. It comes out to Westchester County to the north. And that's why we want the concealed carry permits. And now we don't have to grovel for one. Why do you want one? Because I'm an American. I'm Ron Swanson. That's why. Give me the license, you idiot.
Yeah, I want one because I'm an American. Enough said, okay? Enough said. I want one because I'm an American. Imagine what a concept, right? I'm an American. I want to protect myself.
Yep. Oh, man. Yeah, we are ecstatic. I'm a gun guy. I mean, I don't have any guns anymore. I lost all of mine in a tragic boating accident in one of the Great Lakes, just in case anyone's listening. But for the rest of my friends, oh, yeah. Absolutely. We are thrilled to have this. We don't have to grovel. It's a great day to be an American. Great day. Just in time for Pride Month. They've got to be ecstatic, too. Oh, and I think we might have a big decision coming today, no?
Today might be the day. I mean, it's very possible today might be the day. You know what I love, too? Clarence Thomas, who's a descendant of a slave, pointed out in his ruling the racist origins of gun control, and he laid it all out there, how the Klan used to go around disarming black people and freed slaves. And, I mean, it was beautiful. And I don't think the left knows what to do with that. So they're just ignoring it and pretending like it didn't happen because they're all convinced Clarence Thomas is actually a white man. So, and they want to treat him that way, you know?
Yes, he's white supremacy now. Anyone who disagrees with the far left, even a black guy descended from slaves, that's white. He's a white supremacist right there. Oh, don't forget Condoleezza Rice. I think she was on The View when they were talking about gun registration. And she said, no, I'm against it because when I was a kid, we lived in a cul-de-sac and the Klan would come by in motorcycles. And all the men would come out with their rifles and shotguns and they might fire around in the issue. She said, if there was gun registration, Bull Connor would have taken the guns from all the black people.
That's right.
And then that's that. Game over. So, yeah, black people and guns go way back. We've both been to I've been to gun ranges around the country. There's always black people there. And you know what? Who cares? We're happy to see black people with guns. We want law-abiding Americans to have guns. I don't care what color they are. It's always the far left that goes, oh, well, yeah, the gun people, wait till the blacks and the browns have the guns, and we'll see. Yeah, they have them, and they've had them for centuries, you idiots. And finally, Clarence Thomas banged that out. I was listening to you read it. I was like, oh, my God, this is great. I hadn't heard it yet.
Yeah, he points out in the Dred Scott decision how Chief Justice Taney at the time was like, oh, but the blacks may get guns if we rule that they're people. I mean, they were literally afraid of that at the time, those racist bastards. And, you know, and tell that to the Black Panthers in the 60s who walked around literally holding guns all the time so nobody would mess with them.
Yes, exactly. Like, just photographs of them, you know. And they look really angry when they had their guns, too. If you take a look at those pictures, like, they posed for those. Those were just off-the-cuff pictures.
Yeah, but don't you think it was the beret that made them look angry more than the gun? Because you wear a beret. You rock a beret in broad daylight. You look pretty angry.
You know what? I'm going to wear a beret today just so that people back off from me, because I'm in a mood. I'm going to beret
mood. Biden with the note card, Kevin Downey Jr., with the note card telling him, you will go here, you will go there, you will stand up, you will leave. I mean, that's just, it looks like something you'd leave at a nursing home, you know, for your father. You know, you will eat your Jello and you will see, her name is Matilda, she's your wife, you know what I mean?
I love that. That's kind of like playing old person Twister. Left hand, put cup away. Right leg forward, walk to bathroom. Oh, it's just embarrassing. I don't even think, I mean, come on, is he really in charge at this point?
He can't be, because, I mean, to have to give him those step-by-step directions, Kevin, there's no way that he can possibly be in charge. That's a lot of instructions to give anybody. You know, it's a lot.
Chew your Jello before swallowing. Otherwise... it's just sad what it's come to. And you know what? I love the people who are still defending them, are still defending Biden in all his decisions. We're going to be fighting neighbors to eat their house pets in a week, but they're still like, oh, no, at least he's not, no mean tweets. We got the guy. We got a real American. Okay.
Yeah, at least there's no mean tweets. You know, I love that, too. You wrote a piece over PJ Media pointing out that somebody in the media slipped and said the quiet part out loud, that no one cares about the January 6th hearings. No one cares.
It's a reporter. Her last name is Swan, and she was talking to Chuck Todd. And she goes, I can't tell you who the House Democrats were, but I, you know, supposedly fairly prominent. And they said, look, no one gives a bleep about January 6th. And we don't know why we're doing it. I mean, we know why they're doing it. They don't want Trump to run, and they want to make the ultra mega death people look like the Neanderthals that they are. I think someone did call us Neanderthals. Oh, Kathy Hochul again. That's right. No one cares. And it's just a sad little Stalin-like show trial to prove nothing, because it's just embarrassing. Oh, did grandma take a seditious selfie? Oh, okay. You locked her up.
The seditious selfie is always my favorite. The seditious selfie. Not just a selfie, a seditious selfie, okay?
A seditious selfie in the cabin. Yeah, yeah. People tried to take over the nation. They forgot their guns, but they brought their meemaws. There you go. This game on. Go get them, Granny.
Go get them, Granny. You can do this. You can do this. Kevin, it's as I'm thinking about all these issues, too, I can't help but think about this new Title IX and how Biden wants to extend this to transgender Americans, too, and how many women are going to be affected by this in the pool. And I'm waiting for the dads and the moms to finally come out and speak out and say, listen, my kid has not spent their entire life going on weekends to soccer so that they can lose a spot to a biological person on this team. This is so wrong to women, and it's a bunch of men who are making the rules that are hurting women in athletics.
You know what? 10 years ago, if you had worn a T-shirt that said "All Lives Matter," you would have been Mr. Woke. And if you had a T-shirt that said "I support women in sports," people would be shaking your hand. But now, if you do it, you're a bigot, you're a white supremacist, you're a this-a-phobe, a that-a-phobe. It's amazing to me. Like, hold on, ladies. We've got a man who can do your job better. What? My grandmother fought against us. Shut up. Know your place, bigot. Right. Carla wants your scholarship. Now, shut up. It's amazing. It's appalling to me. Women get tossed under the bus. I think you said it earlier. They always do. Anytime it comes to woke. And remember, there was a time when the left was defending women. No, those days are gone, ladies. You are cannon fodder now, because there are chicks with dingles who want your spot, and they're going to get it. Otherwise, you're a homophobic, visophobic, racist. It's sick to me. It's a sickness. It's the way people just glom onto this political correctness, which is a nice way of saying control. Political correctness is nothing but control. And this authoritarian view that a man in a dress gets what he wants because he's somehow a victim, which I've done the research. Like, I sat there for weeks just, you know, going down who got killed, blah, blah, blah. Trans people are not getting killed at a greater rate. It's just not happening.
No.
Not at all.
We're not trying to kill anybody. We're not trying to hurt anybody. We just want women to be able to play sports and be left alone. Not that complicated. Yes. Hey, Kevin, when are you going to be back at Parks?
Oh, I don't know yet. Probably a couple of months from now.
All right. Yeah, we don't want to overexpose you. You're big time. So you were the second place winner in America's Got Talent. And as you always say, you actually won that day. But it was what did you say? It was rigged or something? What was your joke?
Kids and dogs. They always win.
I think it was Dominion voting machines handled it that day when you were on America's Got Talent. So
yeah, there you go.
Just a joke. Don't sue me, Dominion. I'm just making a joke. Just
Joe
a joke.
Biden actually beat me that day. Joe Biden beat me. It was a bad day for me.
There you go. That's how you put it. All right. Well, listen, man, we'll keep following you at pjmedia.com. And when are you on, and what's the station in Long Island?
Oh, thanks. I'm on 103.9 FM in Suffolk County, or they can listen every Tuesday from 5 to 6 at linewsradio.com.
Awesome. That's great, man. It's always great to catch up with you, buddy. Kevin Downey Jr., thanks, my man. We'll talk soon.
You got it, baby. Have a good one.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right. That guy makes me laugh. You got to laugh, too, because life is too crazy. 855-839-1210 is the number. All right. I was thinking about this, too. Dawn, did you know the CDC is now recommending COVID-19 for babies and kids under 5?
Do you not listen to me?
Dawn, it's a setup, Dawn. It's called a setup. Bubby, you got to act like it's all fresh.
Well, Bubby. I know.
It's got to be fresh. You got to make the people believe that now is now, baby.
Why, no, Rich Cioli. I did not know that. What in the world are they saying?
They had this article on FoxNews.com. It said on Saturday, the CDC director announced this new recommendation to vaccinate all 20 million children 6 months to 5 years of age. But the whole process was a mess. FoxNews.com points out the research was inconclusive. The studies were too small to achieve statistical significance when evaluating efficacy against mild or severe COVID-19 infection. As a result, the FDA allowed both companies to extrapolate effectiveness by measuring antibody levels, pointing to data from older children and adults. and there were no cases of severe COVID illness in either the vaccine or placebo group. The Moderna vaccine had 4,774 children, and the Pfizer vaccine had 4,526. Pfizer concluded that their vaccine was 80% effective in preventing symptomatic COVID-19, but based it on 3 cases in the vaccine group and 7 cases in the placebo group in a subset of children who received a third dose. So in other words, this to take such small numbers of kids to then apply it to the thousands and thousands and thousands is insane. It's not scientific. It's almost like they were just trying so hard to rush this out. They said, oh, well, here's 3 kids and we'll use this now for everybody. At the end of the range of possibilities indicated by the confidence interval, the vaccine could be associated with a 370% increased risk of getting COVID-19. The vaccine actually can increase the risk of getting COVID-19 in kids. This is nuts. This is Dr. Marty Makary, wrote this for Fox News. This is nuts. The FDA lowered their standards for acceptable vaccine efficacy needed to approve. And he wrote, there's absolutely zero clinical evidence to support vaccinating healthy children who already had COVID. Natural immunity, inexplicably ignored by public health officials, confers strong protection against severe disease. And he says, most children have natural immunity because about 75% of children ages 0 to 17 have already likely had COVID-19. Given how rampant the Omicron strain has circulated since then, they believe upwards of 80 to 90% of children have likely had COVID. You probably didn't even know they had it. He says there's absolutely zero clinical evidence to support vaccinating healthy children who already had COVID. He also points out that the safety was based on a small sample. The small size of the studies in children under 5 makes it nearly impossible to observe rates of rare complications, such as myocarditis, which occurs in 1 in every 2,650 boys over age 12. After the second dose. The complication has been associated with EKG changes in children and even concerning MRI findings months after recovering from the myocarditis, which is an enlargement of the heart. The New England Journal of Medicine reported one case of vaccine-associated myocarditis death in a 22-year-old in an Israeli population study. Keep in mind that babies can't tell you when they have myocarditis. So the point that he points out is that each of the Moderna and Pfizer studies in children under 5 reported one serious adverse event after receiving the vaccine. 1 in 5.
My gosh.
I mean, that's a lot. Less serious adverse effects were similar across the vaccine and placebo groups. The data do suggest a good safety profile, likely due to the low dose given. However, time will tell. And the chief of the New England Journal of Medicine said, but we're never going to learn about how safe this vaccine is unless we start giving it. That's just the way it goes. In other words, the only way to really test it is to give the vaccine out and then see how safe it is. But as Dr. Makary points out, healthy children have a very low risk of a serious consequence from COVID-19. Healthy children have a radically different risk profile and a different need for vaccination compared to children with comorbid conditions. A German population study found that all deaths in children 5 to 17 were in children with a comorbidity. That is, no healthy child 5 through 17 died in that country unvaccinated. So, you know, in looking at this, they found that when they did one study in the UK, for example, 75% of the deaths of children from COVID occurred in the 8% of children who had other serious health issues. That's why the risk-benefit ratio is radically different for a child with a comorbidity than a healthy child. And that's something that Dr. Makary is pointing out. However, the CDC lumps all children together. And it makes the mistake of counting hospitalizations and death, where COVID was an incidental finding. 68% of COVID hospitalizations are not for COVID. It's just that they're in there and they find out they have COVID while they're in there for something else. Now, Dawn, this is important to know. For children with a medical condition such as diabetes or immune suppression,
yes,
I would recommend, he writes, COVID vaccination with 2 doses 8 to 12 weeks apart if the child does not already have natural immunity. The case to vaccinate healthy children is not compelling. So, but that was interesting to you.
Yeah, and that's why we got, because Michael was a new diagnosis of type 1 as a 15-year-old. So we made, as soon as we could get it, and in fact, he was eligible at Children's Hospital sooner than the rest of the population because of that situation.
Yeah.
So I just think, it to your point, they need to, in other words, look at the kids or people, individuals who have some issue going on, and they need vaccines, right? They don't have the immune system. But if you do and you're perfectly healthy, then there are other risks and other non-rewards to getting any vaccine.
Yeah. And he points out the CDC's announcement lacked humility. On Sunday, a beaming Dr. Walensky said, we now know, based on rigorous scientific review, the vaccines can be used safely and effectively in children under five. The review might have been rigorous, but the underlying data was not, Dr. Makary writes. A more appropriate announcement would have been the following. We approve the COVID vaccine for babies and toddlers based on very little data. While we believe it is safe in this age group, the study size was too low to make a definitive conclusion about safety. Moreover, the studies were conducted in children who did not have COVID previously. Less absolutism and more humility by public health officials would go a long way in rebuilding public trust. Not surprisingly, only 18% of parents said they were planning to give the COVID vaccine to their child under five anytime soon. I don't know anyone who has a kid under five who's planning to vaccinate the kid based on this. I think you'd have to, I think it's crazy given this. This is clearly as something that Dr. Nicole Sapphire once said, the CDC and the FDA in this country are doing the bidding of Big Pharma. That is a fact. You cannot escape from that fact. And you'll know why they do that if you ever watch the show Dope Sick on Hulu, because so many of the people at the FDA and the CDC wind up leaving to get big jobs at those pharmaceutical companies that they are regulating. Whole thing's a joke. We got a lot more to come. Big 9 o'clock hour straight ahead.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.